This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The June USDA Cattle on Feed Report was published on Friday, June 21st, and is considered somewhat bearish when compared to the industry's pre-report estimates. We will hear the key numbers and more takeaways from the report from USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 pounds of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The June USDA Cattle on Feed Report did not feature any big surprises, but the placements number was up compared to a year ago, says USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell.
According to the June 2024 USDA NAS Cattle on Feed Report, on June 1st, there was 11.58 million head of cattle in feedlots with more than 1,000 head. That's fractionally lower than the level it was last year. During the month of May, 2.05 million head of cattle were placed in feedlots, which is 4% higher than a year ago. And during the month of May, there was 1.96 million cattle marketed from feedlots, which is fractionally higher than it was a year ago.
McConnell says that the report signals the same general trend for the U.S. cattle supply.
We're still seeing, the cattle inventory in a contractionary phase.
Despite lower slaughter numbers, heavier cattle weights also need to be taken into consideration, says McConnell.
Some of that gets offset by the fact that we have heavier cattle now, as they've been staying in feedlots longer and with relatively less expensive feed.
He says the demand for feeder cattle on feedlots remains consistent.
There's still strong demand for feeder cattle going into feedlots. Relatively strong placement levels during the month of May came in spite of the fact that we're seeing relatively elevated prices all throughout the supply chain.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.